have to put up with me today. This weather sort of got a hold of my voice or something. I don't know. Anyway, you know, this past week, Lynette and I were up in Branson, and of course, you know, they honor the veterans up there. And on Monday, I had the privilege of being in one of the, the theater was full. And well, we got there on Sunday, and my friend Clay Cooper, he said, it was his theater, are you coming to the veteran show? And I said, I didn't even know about it. I just got here. He said, well, here, I'll get you some tickets. And so we're sitting outside waiting to go in the auditorium, and I get a text on my phone and said, come backstage. I want you to, we need you to pray. So I had the honor of praying at the veterans deal there. But this morning, Friday, was Veterans Day. This morning, I want to recognize all of the veterans of the United States of America, whatever branch you served in. I would like for you to stand right now, and I'm going to stand with you because I served in the Army for 3 years. Praise the Lord. Thank you. You may be seated. And there's one special group that I want to recognize because they did not get the honor that they deserved. And that is, now I was in during the era, but I didn't have to go to Nam, but the Vietnam veterans. If you're a Vietnam veteran, we want to especially honor you because you didn't get the honor that you deserved when you came back. So if Vietnam vets in here, stand up. Thank you. Thank you for serving. Praise the Lord. You know, this country is built, says, in God we trust. Some of us still do. I don't know about some of the rest of them. I don't mean that wrongly, but, you know, it's sort of the way they talk and what they say, you wonder if they still trust in God. But thank God for this country. Amen. God has blessed us. And He is building a church. It's not made out of wood and stone and steel, but it's made out of people. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ is all peoples of all denominations, of all creeds, of all colors, because that's the ecclesia, the called out ones. And then we have the local bodies like this, like we are here. But He's building the church, and He's coming back for that church. When He is outside the city of Jerusalem, on that day, He ascended into heaven, and those angels said to those disciples, this same Jesus that you see going away will come again. And He's... Yeah, when? I don't know. The Bible says that nobody knows the day and an hour, but God does. And one of these days He's going to say, Gabriel, pick up that horn and let's blow that trumpet. All right. Amen. Today, I want to talk to you for a few minutes on the word of the Lord endures forever. You know, it seems that as we turn on the television or listen to radio or read a newspaper, it's all about hatred and violence and corruption and lawlessness. In fact, one of our ministers, Reverend Ted Shuttlesworth, he made a statement not long, I don't know, it's been a while back now, about that there's a spirit of lawlessness that's been released in the world. Of course, we know where that's coming from. That's coming from the devil himself, the enemy of God. And it seems that even some of the Christians have become sort of fearful and so forth and so on. But we need to remember that the devil is a defeated foe. Jesus, excuse me, defeated him at Calvary. Excuse me. Look at 1 Peter 1. 1 Peter 1, 25. 1 Peter 1, 25. I'm all right. I did this. Something just grabbed a hold of me with this weather changing like this. So don't worry about me. I'm fine. You just going to have to put up with that, okay? I'm doing it. I cannot be defeated, and I will not quit. You know how Pastor is. I don't back down. Okay. It says here in 1 Peter 1:25, the New King James, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. The NIV says it a little bit more in our language, but the word of the Lord stands forever. And this word was preached to you. Now, actually, and let's go there. I want to read that. He is quoting from Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 8. Actually, here, let me get there. I had it up. Now I run down the wrong way. I got to find, get it back up here. Okay, come on, come on, come on. Here it is. Isaiah 40, verse 8. The grass withers, the flower fades. Now, this is what I want you to get a hold of. But the word of our God stands forever. In fact, in the word of God, it says, heaven and earth may pass away, but the word never. How many of you ever read that in there? You know, Peter was declaring that the mighty word of God, nothing outlasts it. It outlasts everything. When you understand and know the word of God, it enables you to become a victor in every circumstance, every situation. It empowers you to be the master of all the circumstances and situations that come into your life. It raises you up to stand as a winner, because the word of God says, Paul says it, he says, we always triumph in Christ Jesus, you could put winner there, you're always a winner in Christ Jesus. Amen? Now, we need to hear what the word of the Lord has to say, so our confidence is built, so we can face every situation that the enemy brings into our lives. Now, with the word of the Lord, you are fully equipped to triumph over every work of the enemy. Now let's look at Matthew 4:4. Matthew 4:4. Matthew 4:4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Now the word, that W-R-D, word there, in the Greek, it's Rhema, which that's what we are, Rhema Bible Church. In that Greek word means any spoken word. Now we take it to be the spoken word of God, but it's any spoken word. The words I'm speaking right now, that's Rhema. But our Rhema word is the Rhema Logos, which is the word of God. Okay? He said the Rhema, or the word, enables a person to live victoriously in Christ. The spoken word of God will bring you victory. The spoken word of God will bring you life. In fact, Jesus said there in John 10:10, that you would have what? Have what? And that more abundantly. The spoken word of God changes things. The spoken word of God causes you to rise above everything else and stand higher in Christ Jesus. Not on your own merits, not on your own self, but because of who Jesus Christ is. You know, it says we do all of this through Jesus Christ. Redemptive realities. Knowing who we are in Christ is one of the greatest things that you can learn, and I'm fixing to start teaching that in school. This coming Tuesday I start. And so I'm looking into that. But knowing the Word, see, knowing what the Word of God has to say about who you are in Christ puts you in a position of victory. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. If the Lord is for me, who can be against me? I mean, all I'm doing is just quoting what the Bible is, the Word of God. All right? You know, the spoken word shuts the door for the enemy to come into your life and hold high carnival. The Word of God that proceeds out of your mouth will put you in a position of victory. That's what Paul talks about that. The Word of God talks about that. But it just doesn't happen because you wish it will. It just doesn't happen because, oh yeah, that's good, man. I really need to know the Word. It happens because you read it daily. It happens because you think about it or meditate on it daily. We must speak the word every day. Most days when I get up, one of the first things I say is, "This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." That's one of the first things that's coming from. That's one of the Psalms, right? Now, I am making a bold statement. This is the day the Lord has made. I will. That means I'm choosing to do that. I choose to speak what the Bible says. When somebody says, "Oh, what about that?" Well, what does the Bible say? What does the Word say? And you've heard me say it hundreds of times. My father, who's Kenneth E. Hagin, who started this ministry, anytime you said to him, "What about this?" Or I would go to him, I'd say, "Dad, what about this?" He'd say, "Son, what does the Word of God say?" You see, the Word of God has something to say about everything that we encounter in life. It's up to us to know it so that we can speak against whatever is coming into our life. You know, the Word has to be in you before it can come out of you. In other words, before you can speak it, it has to be in you. You know, we must remain in the Word at all times. Sometimes we need to realize, if the Word of God never gets inside of you, then you won't speak what the Word says. If you have the Word of God that endures forever, and you face a crisis, You're not going to start wringing your hands and say, oh, my God, what are we going to do? You begin to say what the Bible says when it comes to financial things. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory. When it comes to peace, Jesus said, I give you peace that the world doesn't understand. You see, everything that we come up against, there is something in the Word of God that you can say against what's coming against you. If you just keep your mouth shut and remain silent, the adversary, the enemy himself, will overtake you. But if you begin to speak the Word of God, then he cannot come against you. The word must come out of your mouth. How many of you have ever heard the story of David and Goliath in the Bible? Anybody ever heard that story, David and Goliath? Well, most of you raise your hand. If you haven't, you can go read it over there in Samuel. You can read about David and Goliath. Did you ever notice that when that 9-foot-tall giant came out there, everybody else was afraid, but David said, who is this that defies the Lord God of Israel? And that we studied when I was in school. I studied Bible school, but it depends on what chronological deal you're going to go with. He was somewhere, they say he was somewhere between around 17 years old, maybe a little bit older than that, somewhere between 5'7" and about 5'9" at the most. And he goes out against this giant. The giant is telling him what all he's going to do. And David says, listen, Mr. Giant, I'm going to paraphrase it, our language. You come at me with that spear and your sword and so forth and so on, but I'm going to tell you what, I'm coming against you in the name of the Lord God Jehovah, and I'm going to take your head off. And instead of waiting for the giant to come to him, he charged the giant, let that rock go out of that sling, and took him down. What I want you to notice is what he said. He said, who are you that comes against the Lord God Jehovah? And he is going to help me to take you down. You see, we have something to do with whether we win or lose, and that is when we open our mouth and begin to speak what the Bible says, it gives him the opportunity to begin to work on our behalf. The word unspoken by you remains inactive. The word spoken out of your mouth becomes a weapon against the enemy that's coming against you. The word of God I'm talking about, spoken out of your mouth brings you strength. The word of God spoken out of your mouth saves you. That's how every one of us became born again. We believed in our heart upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and we said with our mouth, we thank you, we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Excuse me. The Word of God coming out of your mouth will deliver you and set you free. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke that. The words spoken out of your mouth will make a way for you where there seems to be no way. Have you ever noticed when you read the stories out of the Word of God how those people were trapped? There was no way out. But God delivered them. Those three Hebrew children facing the fiery furnace, there seemed to be no way out. But I want you to notice what their word was. Our Lord will deliver us. They threw them in a fire furnace, and the king looked in there and said, hey, didn't we put three guys in there? They said, yeah. Well, there's four in there now. They walked out of the fiery furnace. Daniel walked out of the lion's den. Peter walked on water. You see, there seemed to be no way out for a lot of the people. Paul and Silas in prison. But yet they were singing praises to God, and God delivered them out of the prison. Peter was in the prison. No way out. But God brought him out. You see, the word of the Lord brought victory to all of these people in the Word of God. You know, for just a minute, I'm going to go back into 2 Chronicles 20. I'm just going to paraphrase it. But it's the story of King Jehoshaphat and Judah. They were facing the people of Moab and Ammon and others. They were going to battle and against Judah. Now, Israel was vastly outnumbered. So the king said, okay, we're going to call a prayer meeting. So they did. They gathered. And then it says in 2 Chronicles 20, 14 through 7, I'm going to read this. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehazel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jeel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly. And he said, listen, all you of Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord to you, don't be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude. The battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go down against them. They will surely come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourself. Now, he's telling them they don't need to fight, but to put themselves in a position, fighting position. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. O Judah, Jerusalem, don't fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. Now I want you to notice something here. This is the word of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord coming to you. You can read it. But this is the word of the Lord coming to them. They didn't have this then. They didn't have. Christ hadn't come. Christ hadn't died yet. They didn't have the Holy Spirit with him then. So the Spirit of God had to come upon those that were anointed. And here they are. And somebody said, well, yeah, but see, I want you to notice that this just wasn't anybody. It said that the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehazel, and they said the son of Zechariah, Benaniah, Jehiel, Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph. So evidently, he was part of the priestly tribe of Levi. So he just wasn't any Johnny come lately. He was part of the ministry tribe. Hello? Now, Look at this. When they heard the word of the Lord, faith came in their hearts. And so they said, okay, let's do what the Lord says. Now, I want you to notice the word of the Lord here. They didn't even have to send out a reconnaissance team to figure out where they were. The Lord told them exactly where they were and where they were going to find them. You that have been in the military know that you send out a reconnaissance team sometime to see where the enemy is, what their strength is, and so forth and so on. And I don't have time to talk about that. But anyway, now they started out going here, and all of a sudden, if you keep reading on down there, they started out, and Jehoshaphat the king stopped them, and he said, wait a minute. Excuse me. You're not watching me close enough. So here they are. They start marching. Jehoshaphat stops. They had the, and he says, bring the singers and put them up in front of the army. What? You're going out to a battle and you're going to bring the choir and put it up in front of the army? But that's what said. That's what the Lord told Jehoshaphat. And so they went out before the army saying, praise the Lord for his mercy endure forever. I want you to notice they're praising God and saying, praise the Lord for his mercy endures forever. The word of the Lord endures forever. I don't know what they sang. They didn't tell us. But there is a psalm, Psalm 136. And it actually, the Psalms was Israel's prayer book and song book. So they may have been doing that. I don't know. And I'm not going to have time to read that for you. But now let's go down here in 2 Chronicles 20:24. And let's see what happens. So when Judah came to the place overlooked the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude and there were dead bodies following those on the earth. No one had escaped. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil, they found among them abundance of valuables, precious jewels, and all of that sort of stuff. Now, when they heard what God said, heard the word, acted on the word, then what looked like was going to be they were going to lose everything, and God brought an increase. It took them 3 days to gather up all of the spoil, the jewels, the food, everything else. So what looked like was going to be utter defeat, when they heard what the word said, that was the word of God, and did what the word told them to do, what looked like defeat turned into victory. What looked like loss turned into increase. When we read the word of God and do what the word of God says and act on the word of God and let it come out of our mouth, our loss becomes victory. Hello? You see, here's what they did. They heard the word of the Lord. You can hear the word of the Lord right here by reading it. You know, somebody said, well, the Lord never talks to me. And I said, well, you don't read your Bible then, do you? Because this is the Lord talking right here. Hello. They believed what they heard. They believed what they heard from the Lord. And then they declared it. And then they acted on it. And guess what? They came out victorious. My whole preface of this whole message today is to get you to realize how many of you have a Bible there or your iPad or whatever. See, I got one translation here, but here I got a whole bunch of translations I can go to. Come on now. Hold your Bible up. Say this. This is the word of the Lord. It endures forever. When I speak this word, I have victory. No weapon formed against me can prosper, because I am a child of God. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I can do whatever this Bible says I can do. I can be whatever this Bible says I can be. Hallelujah. Now, how many of you just said that because I told you to? And how many of you really believed what you were saying when you said it? Stand up and let give the Lord a praise right now. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, you don't really, sometimes people think, well, that wasn't a very long sermon. Let me tell you what. Sometimes you get more out of a short sermon than you do a long sermon. Because the man or the lady up giving the word, they're not putting in a lot of extra. I mean, everything they're saying is choo, 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 choo. You know, have you ever noticed that sometimes when people are talking, they go off over here and then over there and over there? I'm not that kind. I never have been. I've always done this. My dad told me one day, he said, son, he said, you say more than 30 minutes than most people do in an hour. I said, well, that's just the way I've always been, Dad. And so how many of you got anything out of what I said this morning? I know you've heard it before, but the Lord wanted me to remind you of it again. Remember, Peter said to his constituents, he said, as long as I'm in this body, I'm going to keep reminding you of this stuff. As long as I come behind this pulpit, I'm going to keep reminding you of what God said in his word. Amen and amen and amen. Just a moment, bow your heads, please. If you happen to be in this place and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we want you to know him before you leave. Or maybe you know what it is to serve God, but you've got off course and you just need to come back and rededicate your life. Or you might be here and want to receive the Holy Spirit. According to Acts chapter 2, verse number 4, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak tongues, the Spirit gave them utterance. I'm not talking about church creed or doctrine, I'm talking about what the Bible says, okay? Anybody on any one of those three invitations, let me see your hand. I want to pray with you and I want to pray for you, but I can't do that if I don't know who you are. So just slip your hand up wherever you're at. You need Christ, you need to rededicate your life, or you want to receive the Holy Spirit, a hand over here on this side. Thank you. Anybody else? Upstairs, downstairs, anywhere in the building, anywhere. Anybody else that's going to join this one? I'm going to go right down front here. And if you raise your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, I want you to come right down here right now so I can shake hands with you and pray with you right now. Come on. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand.
I surrender.
Come on now. Come on. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand.
I surrender.
Come on. Come on right here.
It all
just stand right here. Just not, turn around and stand right here. We'll pray in a minute. Come on.
I surrender all.
Come on.
And I surrender all.
Don't get on your knees. Just stand right here. Praise the Lord.
And I surrender.
Come on. Anybody else want to come? Come on now.
To thee,
this is your opportunity. Change your life forever. I'm waiting just a minute. If you're in the balcony, the ushers help you get down here. Okay, thank you. Hallelujah. You that are standing here, look at me for just a moment. You know, I can give you a book. Here's one, New Birth, talks about salvation in him, talking about who you are in Christ, what I was talking about today, and in white tongues, talking about the Holy Spirit. I can give you a book If I put them out there, someone will give it to you. How are you going to get it? Somebody show me. You got them. They're yours. Now, all of you are going to get those same books in just a minute. That's a little exercise I do. I can give you a book, but I can't give you the spiritual thing that you came here for. Okay? I want you to just raise one hand. I don't care which one. It's that, with that hand, just like you reach for those books, you're saying, okay, Lord, this is my sign. I'm reaching up to get what I came for. You're in the congregation. Reach your hands and pray with me as I pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for every one of these that have come today. I thank you that every one of these shall receive the spiritual need in their life met today. Salvation, rededication, blessed infilling of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hand down and look at me for just a moment. See Greg over there? When I asked you to follow him to a place of prayer where you can be prayed with, there's there people there to pray with you individually and in depth. Get those books. Okay? Just turn and follow him right now. Give them a hand as they go. You're who? Well, tell her to come on and go with you. Come on and go with her. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank God, thank God. Greg, help them get there, okay? Praise the Lord. Raise your hands and thank God for those that went to the prayer room. And they won't leave here like they came in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Glory to God. Hey, remember the Toys for Tots, the Marine that we have. What, Bill, this is our fourth year to participate with the, I think it's our fourth year, isn't it? To participate, and they have been, every year they are surprised at the amount of toys that Rhema Bible Church brings in. So we can't afford to let down this year, okay? And there's a lot of people that, and I like this because they make sure that these gifts really get to people that need them. Sometimes in some of these programs, sometimes people get them that really, really don't need them. But I know for a fact that the Marines make sure when they're giving those toys out that they go to where they're really needed. You know what? How many know what I'm talking about? Now, how many have realized that sometimes some of these, the people don't really need it, but... I shouldn't say that, but I guess I did anyway. But I've been around too long. Amen and amen. Hey, 6 o'clock tonight, Wednesday night, Hour Power, 7 to 8. Praise the Lord. Next Sunday morning, we'll be here. Praise God. Staff, you can go to the doors, please. Hey, connection team, find our first-time guests. Take them out to the north lobby, out there to get a special gift we have for you. Thank you for choosing to be with us today. And if you're looking for a church home, like we said, welcome home. Amen. God bless you. They're going to sing a chorus, and then you're dismissed.